Thanks for listening to the Von Hessler Doctrine Podcast. Remember, you can hear the show every weekday from 9 to noon right here on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. Live from Sherwood Forest in the heart of Atlanta, Georgia, hour one of this very special edition, Game 5, Braves versus Cardinals edition of the Von Hessler Doctrine begins right now. If you don't know me, you will soon. I'm your lovable, huggable chat host, Eric Von Hessler, surrounded by some of my daily doctrinaires. Tim Andrews is here. Jared Yamamoto is here. Very, very special show. And the reason that we're in here now is because we want to get you to the stadium, if that's where you're going, or get you around that stadium traffic if you're not going there, if you're just driving to your television, because I hear this one's being televised.
What?
That's why we're here.
What,
for
no
you.
Sean Hannity today?
Oh, Sean, this is just a special thing. That's all, just one special day.
Uh-huh, sure, this is how it starts, TikTok. Herman Cain warned me about you, Eric Von Hessler.
Sean, look, you got something to say? You need to say something?
Listen, Petey's, I want to talk about the original FISA warrant.
I'll tell you what, Sean.
Are you going to be talking about that on this show?
I'm not.
People tune in at 3 o'clock to hear about the original FISA warrant.
What I promise you, Sean, is that I'll have you back a little bit later on, and you can talk about the original FISA warrant.
So you're preempting me to talk about baseball, the Atlanta Braves.
The Atlanta Braves are in Game 5. It's a very special day, and then we have to get people to the stadium and around the stadium traffic.
Well, look, I could have had Newt Gingrich on today. He knows about the Braves. He used to live in Georgia, I think.
Yeah.
You know, hey, by the way, what do you think Acuna knows about the original FISA warrant?
We're going to have you back.
Why don't you ask him?
It's going to be all original FISA warrant as soon as we have you back. Just a little bit.
OFW later today.
First of all, we have to go to WSB Sports Director Jay Black, who is out there at SunTrust Park. All right, Jay.
All right, Eric.
How you feeling about this? You feeling like we got this?
I wouldn't go that far,
but
I don't feel like they're going to lose it. The series is so tight. It's been such a well-played, close series. It's a coin toss, really, today.
Is there circus music behind you? I think it sounds very festive.
We're at the ballpark, man. We're out here in left field. There's batting practice is going on, so the gates are open. The fans are coming in. So, yeah, man, it's an electric day. We got the music going. BP with the Cardinals just taking place. It's baseball, man.
How many people actually watch the game just from the battery in a situation like this? Do you know? I mean, I'm asking for a count, but Jared, you've been down there.
Oh, plenty. There was a bunch out there for Game 1 and Game 2.
All right, so you got not only the stands, the fans in the stand, but you're going to have a bunch of people just watching on the big screen at the battery. And I say the Braves are going to win 4-1. And I think I jump up on them early. Now, Jay, there's been a slight change in the batting order.
There is. And we discussed some possibilities with Jared Yamamoto earlier this morning.
Yeah, he turns out...
His suggestions weren't really heeded.
No. Brian Snitker listened to us this morning. Jared Yamamoto laid out his dream batting order for this day. But I think that there was just one slight thing that overlapped.
Yeah, it's going to be Adam Duvall, who's going to bat sixth tonight and play left field. He'll be in for Matt Joyce. Matt Joyce has one hit so far in the playoffs. And Adam Duvall's hitting .429 off the bench. So, yes, you do have the righty-righty matchup with Duvall and Flaherty instead of the lefty-righty with Joyce and Flaherty. But Duvall took Flaherty deep in Game 2. He's had some success off him, so that's why Brian Snitker said he decided to make the move. The other thing we thought might happen was Dansby Swanson might move up a little bit since he's hitting .500, but that has not happened. Swanson is still hitting .800. The rest of the batting order stays the same, and Snitker said the reason he made that was he didn't want to mess with the way Swanson's been performing. He didn't want to screw with him. He's batting well in the 8th spot, wanted some depth down there at the bottom of the order, so Swanson will still hit ahead of the pitcher.
That makes sense. And I think everybody's going to be looking tonight to see where Freddie Freeman is. He says that his injury has nothing to do with this little bit of a slump that he's been in. I don't know that. I think that, you know, he's a pro and he's a gamer and he says that. But we're all going to be looking to see how that elbow is.
Yeah, it's still kind of inexplicable how much the heart of the order has struggled here. Freddie Freeman, the only extra base hit that he has is the homer that he hit trying to come back in Game 1. Josh Donaldson, though, no injury problems for him. He hasn't been able to get anything going with the exception of the RBI he had in Game 2. 3 hits for Nick Markakis. That's been it. the team is hitting 118 with runners in scoring position. So it's getting the heart of the order going, and it's trying to come up with a big hit tonight.
Yeah, you got to believe, as a fan, I think watching this team all year long, how live those bats have been all year long, it's got to come up. And now is the time. I really believe we're going to see a really good show today. But, hey, you know, they tell me, Jay, that the other team is paid as well. So,
well, they are, yeah, and they're paid very well to do that.
Yeah. So
the Cardinals, on the other hand, their best hitters, their 3 and 4 hitters, Paul Goldschmidt and Marcell Ozuna, had 15 hits between them. The Cardinals, as a team, have 33. So their best two hitters have definitely pulled the plow here to get the Cardinals to game 5.
All right. Well, we're going to have Jay Black. We'll be on until 5, and then Shelley Winter will follow us. But Jay Black, you're going to join us every half hour. We'll get some updates. Let us know how the feel is at the park. The fans look happy. They look ready to go.
There's a few of them that have trickled in. A lot of them still hanging out there in the battery. Now, yeah. You can the reasons the stadium was built here, but for big games like this, man, mm-hmm. the atmosphere is definitely upped.
Yeah,
with everybody here,
and the alcohol is flowing, and that could be good or bad later on, depending on how the outcome of the game is. All right, Jay Black, WSB Sports Director, we'll get back to you in just a moment. But first, one of the reasons we have this special edition going this afternoon is to make sure if you're headed toward the stadium, we get you there on time. And if you want to avoid that traffic, how to do that? So we're going to bring in Doug Turnbull. All right, Doug, I have made my prediction. I believe it's Braves 4-1. Do you have a prediction? Do you leave me?
Sorry about that. Yes.
Yes.
I like your prediction. I'm going to go with that.
4-1.
But I think it'll be late inning heroics like Peter Moylan predicted on your show earlier today.
Very good. All right, Doug Turnbull will be with us all afternoon to get you to or around the stadium traffic. Thank you, Doug. Jared, we were listening to different open mics before we got in here, and we're in here at a different time. My program director, Pete Spriggs, says, tell the audience you're on every day from 9 to noon. We're on every day from 9 to noon.
Yeah, you love this sign that I have from way
back. He holds up a sign that says, who are you?
It's falling apart.
And I say, who are you? Eric Von Hassler with you. We're usually here 9 to noon, so we usually go through the open mics in the morning. We're not usually here to go through the open mics. Wow, you people get angry as the day goes on. In the morning, we get some nice kind of like recommendations. People get very political, and they get, you know what I just found out, Tim Andrews?
What's that?
I just found out that it turns out that apparently this country is polarized when it comes to politics.
What?
I don't know where I've been. I get along
in a bubble?
I get along with everybody. I don't have a problem, but it turns out, yes, in fact, a lot of people, they get angry about their politics, which, there's not enough alcohol flowing. That's the first thing. And people need to relax a little bit, but these open mics, some of them are quite angry.
Which you can leave your open mic using the WSB radio app.
That's a pro.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chris Camp.
Hold on 1 second. Chris Camp would be the news director here at Chris, you're our news director here at WSB.
I am the news director here at WSB.
And I've always found
What's
you
wrong
to be
with Jared.
he's a goofball. Yeah. He's not a pro like we are.
That's right.
So that's right. I've always found you to be a fair-minded individual, yep, and objective when it comes to the news.
Thank you.
All right. So, but we got to just want to set you up here. This guy,
so I have an open mic.
He's not very happy with you. All right, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chris Camp. I want to challenge you to run one positive story, one positive spin of Trump today. Anything. I'm just going to challenge you. Say something positive about Trump. I don't think you can do it, Chris Camp.
Is this one of those viral challenges? Or is everybody doing this like that Tide Pod thing?
Excuse me?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. President.
President Trump.
Isn't it great? With all the garbage going on in the news, I managed to be here.
Yeah.
Twice.
Hey, look, you're all over. You never
sleep. You have a whole new audience. You could play that thing. Anyway, I challenge you, Mr. Microphone.
This is open mic.
Yeah, well, no, that guy, I'm calling him Mr. Microphone. Let me do the nicknames. I'm really good at them. You may have heard a few. Sleepy Joe, Low Energy Jeb, Little Marco.
Lion Ted.
Awesome Eric.
Thank you. Well, you were talking about Erickson.
Yeah. Anyway, I challenge you, Mr. Microphone, to say one nice thing about my good buddy Chris Camp.
You and Chris Camp are friends.
I like Chris Camp. He may like Boston teams, whatever. I don't care. But listen, I can depend on him.
We can all depend on
him. Look, he hadn't told me that in a while, but I know that I can.
He's, the anger in that open mic. People get so mad
Why?
About their
Why? I don't get it. Why so angry? Gosh.
Yeah.
They live and let live, right?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chris Camp. I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to run one positive story, one positive spin of Trump.
Well, I'd like to challenge this guy to a handsome off.
No one's going to beat you, Chris Camp.
That's right.
When it comes to a handsome off, I've never understood why you went into radio. So good looking. Could have been an anchor man anywhere, upstairs at Channel 2.
Well, let's see. I was a male model, and the photographer worked in radio. He liked my voice.
And that's how it all started.
That's how it all began.
Oh, but Eric, we weren't done with that. A lot of people are angry this afternoon.
Hold on. Let me ask you this. I'm looking and I'm thinking to myself, I don't want you to play an open mic unless it has these words in it.
Do you guys realize how stupid you sound by pushing the anti-vape?
That one.
I've got it.
Right.
Do you guys realize how stupid you sound by pushing the anti-vaping thing? Because, I mean, vaping's been around for over 6 years. And what's this? Atlanta's second death related to vaping is what you reported. Do you realize how many people die every year from cigarettes? If two is a number better than what? 40,000? What do you think? Don't be stupid, WSB.
Oh, all right, now, let me just...
Don't be stupid, WSB.
I agree with where that caller was coming from. I think the whole vaping thing is overrated. But you need... See, we're here this hour. From 9 to noon every day, we've got this down. The Von Hessler Doctrine is here to help you cut through the clutter. You see, this host doesn't give a damn. I don't care how you vote. I'll tell you how I vote, but I don't give a damn how you vote. But I can help you cut through the clutter. Whether you like it or not, we're going to report the news. We're going to report the news you agree with, and we're going to report the news that you disagree with. The fact that we report a story does not mean that we endorse that story, and I shouldn't have to tell you that. You're adults, for heaven's sakes.
Don't be stupid, WSB.
Oh, shut up. I know that we do have some fans from St. Louis in town, and it's welcome. We don't like you, but spend your money. And stick around if you want to live in a real city. That's up to you. We would welcome you with open arms after we whip your team and send them home this afternoon. But I want to, because people have been away from St. Louis that are in St. Louis, maybe they're not up to speed on St. Louis news. And this is something just come over the transom.
Oh.
I don't know what a transom is. I've heard people say that a lot, though. So this came over the transom. And it says here, St. Louis, well, there's good news and there's bad news. I guess you would say the bad news is that St. Louis, the city that you people are from, St. Louis still has the country's highest rates of gonorrhea. I guess that would be the bad news. But for all you St. Louisians... There's some good news. You have now dropped to third in chlamydia after years of holding the top spot. So, look,
bravo.
You know what? I think as people from St. Louis, you've already won. You don't need this game. So just go there, enjoy yourselves, watch our sluggers knock you out of the park, and then consider, after the game is over, just sticking around and living in a nice city, a city full of good people and not so much chlamydia. Not so much gonorrhea. You know, those are words that just don't even sound good. They just don't even, I don't even like saying those words. But as a newsman, I have to get it out there.
Sounds nicer than the clap.
It does sound nicer than the clap. Although, I don't know. Clapping, I can associate with good things. Mm. Chlamydia, I cannot.
Jason just wrote on our Facebook page, the Von Hessler Doctrine. He says, he's a Cardinals fan, number one. He's wrote a couple of different messages.
Excuse me, excommunicate that man from our Facebook page.
He says, we Cardinal fans travel well to get out of our city.
So
that explains why they're here.
You know what? He can stay on the Facebook page.
Yes.
And Tim Andrews is willing to put your family up for a couple of weeks while you get readjusted here. Right, Tim? And we welcome people here. No, it's nice to have everybody from St. Louis here. I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad you came here to our fair city to watch your baseball team get punched in the face and sent home. Sad. And lonely. But you don't have to follow them. Remember, you know why when you root for your favorite baseball team, all those players on the Cardinals, remember, the reason that they live in St. Louis is because they're paid many millions of dollars to do so. You don't have an excuse. Come join us in a real city in Atlanta be part of the winning tradition.
Braves country, baby.
Absolutely. All right, special edition of the Von Hessler Doctrine here on Braves Wednesday continues. Jay Black, WSB Sports Director out there at the park. How are you, Jay?
Live from the circus. Live here in left field.
Yeah, you got a big circus. We're trying to get people into the stadium and then get other people away from that traffic if that's what they want to do. You see fans starting to file in?
Yeah,
at least to the battery.
We're in the stadium, so there's a few people here out here in the stadium watching the Cardinals take batting practice right now. Can't really see what's going on in the battery because the scoreboard's in the way, but I assume it's pretty hopping out there too.
So I didn't ask you. I don't know if I asked you. I was saying 4-1. That's my prediction for the Braves. I can't remember because my brain does not retain any sort of memories. That's that's my thing. Who did you? I'm sure you're choosing the Braves. What's your final score?
Well,
or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
We're gonna steal a page from what we do during football season when it comes to predictions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna say the Cardinals 8-1.
See now, hold on. Now don't get too angry, my fine listeners, or Sean's fine listeners, as it were.
TikTok.
Don't get angry.
We've
all done this reverse psychology. Jay has found that he's so bad predicting games for Bulldogs that he's gone to actually choosing the other team, but in reverse psychology because you want your team, the Braves, to win. Is that correct?
I would like to see the Braves win. I think they've got a great shot, but I honestly think this is such a coin toss.
Boy, I heard when I was coming in this morning, I think I heard you saying that the record for Game 5 at home in I don't know if you just meant this round of the playoffs,
yes,
but isn't good.
In this round, in Game 5 in Major League Baseball history, the team that has home field advantage is 13-19.
Yeah, and you know, as you said that, I realized why that would be because it would mean that you had to go back home, and if you have to go back home, that kind of means there wasn't a whole lot of strength at the beginning, and so those numbers tell me that you know there's a good chance if you force a game five in the competitor's ballpark, that means you're going in with the energy because you forced the game. But let's not concentrate. What'd you say?
13-19. And yeah. The Braves are responsible for three of them. The last three times in a row, they posted Game 5, lost them all.
Well, you know what they say, three strikes and you're out of that behavior. We're done with it.
A new guy up at bat.
We've had our three strikes. Now, today, of course, will be very different. Anything else that we should look for tonight? What are you doing up there in the stands before the game goes on? Just eating hot dogs? What are you doing?
I'm drinking water. and on the radio with you.
Yeah.
And watching batting practice here from the auxiliary press box, which is high above left field.
How are they doing? Are they hitting the ball in batting practice? That's a bad sign.
The guy who just hit a lazy fly ball to one of the pitchers shagging in center field. And now he's lobbing it back in toward the infield. And now another guy, a left-hander, is up. I can't see his number, but he's up taking batting practice right now as well against the left-handed pitcher. And he lines one here, two left, and it'll be caught.
Hey, Jay Black, this is Sean Hannity.
Hey, Sean Hannity, this is my show today. What are you doing?
Well, I got a question for Jay Black.
All right, go ahead. It's your
turn. Anybody down there talking about the original FISA warrant?
Well, they did ask Cardinal starter Jack Flaherty.
Yeah, what did he have to say? Did he say TikTok?
He wants to see all the documents. Yes.
Yeah, so do I. So do I.
In a timely manner.
Okay.
Now, they wanted to talk to Mike Fultonevich, too, but he passed up on that.
How does he feel about Trey Gowdy joining the Trump administration?
Yeah, Trey Gowdy, on the other hand, and he's a little worried about Adam Schiff too, but he didn't want to go into the FISA war.
Shifty, creepy Adam Schiff.
And know what he is, and that's the pitcher for Game 5.
Wow, this Jay Black knows a lot.
Thank you for the update, Jay Black. We'll get back to you in a little bit. Sean, do you feel better? You got your original FISA?
I'm going to be quiet now because you got Jay Black on the scene.
Yeah, you got to talk about the original FISA war.
Correct.
So, all right, so let's get to traffic. What's your flavor there, Sean? Bubblegum? What do you...
No. They don't make that anymore for Juul. So I just go with the tobacco flavor. It tastes just like a cigarette or a cigar.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And you know what it does? It keeps me from snapping and yelling at my people.
And yeah, it keeps you... Yeah,
how do you do it?
How do I do it? Yeah. I just never started smoking. It just never appealed to me.
No, I mean, how do you keep from yelling at people?
Well, because I surround myself with really good people, really mentally stable people like Tim Andrews. You never have a problem with this guy.
Oh, boy, I've heard about him. He applied up here, and I said, keep that guy away from me. He knows the Kimmer.
I want to go want to go back to some of these open mics in a moment, but we do we haven't covered the Joe Biden thing. People are mad at us on the open mics because apparently people believe this is like walking into somebody else's room at this time. We're usually on 9 to noon, and like you see things you don't normally see. I didn't know that people were so damn angry about everything. I mean, these open mics are just insane, and it's not even about me being the host at this time. Just politics. Like, people are like, you shouldn't report about Joe Biden. Like, they're really angry.
Nobody gives a damn what Biden thinks about impeachment. He's trash. We do not care.
That is the most pleasant thing I can imagine. He's hey, Joe Biden, you say you want to impeach
me? Trash? Is that what he's calling
me? No. Yeah, he's calling you trash because...
Calling me trash because I want to impeach the president. He broke all his laws and... violated his
You have that audio? You have the Joe Biden?
Yes, I do have Joe Biden.
I guess it's news because it's the first time
he's publicly called for Trump's
impeachment. I'll be honest with you. I don't think his heart really isn't behind it, but it's like, I got to do it for the kids, right? You got these kids.
All these kids want me to say I'm impeached president, but where am I?
You're in right here in Atlanta, Georgia.
How beautiful Atlanta. Stand up over here.
Okay. All right, Joe.
Good job.
God
help.
Donald
Trump has violated his oath of office, betrayed this nation, and committed impeachable acts. You know?
Yeah, you're supposed to clap there.
to preserve our Constitution.
Hold on, start over. It's hilarious. This is like should be. It doesn't take much to be a good speaker to get an applause line in front of a bunch of Democrats, and Biden is so lifeless. He's so lifeless that he has to kind of egg him on after the big reveal. Hey, you clap there or what?
Donald Trump has violated his oath of office, betrayed this nation, and committed impeachable acts.
Come on, people.
You know?
Okay, now that's a big clap.
To preserve our Constitution, our democracy, our basic integrity, he should be impeached.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you believe now, Biden. You just said that he should be impeached.
Bill Clinton never did nothing wrong. No. He's trying to go after a guy like Bill Clinton.
It's Donald Trump, President Donald Trump.
Look, Donald Trump, he's got to go.
Listen, Joe, 303-30.
They'll tell you.
Help me in this fight.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a damn what Biden thinks about impeachment. He's trash. We do not care.
All right. You know what I'll do? I'll take you outside. I'll tangle with you. Hey.
You take him out behind the school.
What Trump's doing here is trying to take away my right to make money off of my position. I mean, if Bill and Hillary can, why can't I? Yeah.
Let's go inside the head of Joe Biden.
How many push-ups you want to do here, pal?
Go to Joe 303.
My
name's Joe Biden.
Who? That's my name.
Case running for president of the United States.
So am I.
Look me over.
I can't. I'm not like that.
Help out if not vote for the other person.
I'll vote for the other person because I'm Joe. Come on, man. Hey.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
He was a bad dude. He was going to kill me with a rusty chain.
Don't be stupid, WSB.
Yeah. Don't be stupid, WSB. Why don't you stop talking so much about Joe Biden?
Yeah, you think, Joe, you told me that Joe Biden is trash, or was that the other?
Joe Biden's trash. I wouldn't vote for him with a big stick. Does that make sense?
303-30 and help me in this fight.
That's all you have to do, right?
Just go to Joe 5210188.
He's trash. We do not care.
Yeah, okay. I agree. Trump is trash. We got to get rid of him.
I thought you were saying Joe Biden's trash.
I don't like him either. Who's Joe Biden?
What is it about the listeners?
Is he from Delaware?
He is from Delaware. He's a senator for the last 172
Nobody
years.
Likes anybody from Delaware.
How many push-ups you want to do here, pal?
I don't want to. What are you challenging me for?
I don't know. You want to do some squats?
No, I don't want to do any squats.
I can't do them anymore. I got a fake hip.
Aren't you like 83 or something?
I don't know how old I am.
How many push-ups you want to do here, pal?
Yeah.
Now, these listeners are still very upset.
Everybody's so angry. You know what it is we're not on usually this time of day. From 9 to noon, I've taken care of my crowd. We don't put up with this crap. We don't put up with this nonstop chronic anger. I'm going to be angry about politics until I fall over dead because Eric Von Hessler is here right now in this time slot to let you know that's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen if you wake up every day angry about politics. On the last day of your life, you're going to wake up angry and you're going to die angry. Because I got news for you. There's never a the end on America. Your guy wins or your gal wins and things go your way for a while and then what? It's America. Somebody else comes along, raises taxes for a while. You gotta chill, my friends. If you're chronically angry about politics, you will die angry.
Don't be stupid, WSB.
Oh, shut up. I am fascinated with how angry the open micers are at this time of day.
They are so angry.
And we will get back to more of that, but you have some, not everybody's angry.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of good tweets here. This is from Johnny Mac, and he says, can y'all just do an all-day show? Hard to believe your afternoon show was funnier than the 3 hours you did in the morning.
You know what, I'm so jacked up on this Chick-fil-A lemonade. Chick-fil-A lemonade, for me, I'm 55 years of age. This is not something I should be putting inside of my body. I might as well be drinking a bag of broken glass. But it tastes so good. And that little tart thing that goes on the tongue, and I just can't get enough of it, and I just keep on. And
you get
I
that
know
sugar buzz a little kid gets after a soda.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm making any sense whatsoever. But I'll tell you what, I won't fall asleep. I won't fall asleep, and we have another hour on this special edition, Game 5 Braves edition of the Von Hessler Doctrine. Yes, Jared Yamamoto.
You got Hank tweeting just now, EVH before the Braves game has made my day at WSB Radio, and Clive Cliverson is a brilliant man.
It made your day. Yeah. It ruined my stomach. Live from Sherwood Forest in the heart of Atlanta, Georgia, hour two of this very special edition, the Game 5 Braves edition of the Von Hessler Doctrine, begins right now. I'm Eric Von Hessler. A couple of my doctrinaires are with me. This is the first time I've worked a double shift since I was at Mr. Steak. It was quite some time ago. One of the best. Hey, don't laugh, Longoria.
What's Mr. Steak?
Mr. Steak was the place that I worked when I was 17 years old in Western New York.
I can beat you on that. Mine was Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, wow. De Wiener Schnitzel.
That's a chain, isn't it?
That's a chain, yeah.
Hot dog chain.
They're not around anymore, though, are they?
They are in Corpus, from where I'm from, yeah.
Because I remember when I was a kid, for a while I lived in Baton Rouge, and I remember there was some Der Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah, they started with a der. They dropped the der somewhere in the 70s or 80s. And
yeah,
then
I'm older than you, so yes. I guess they dropped the der before you came along.
That's
der.
True.
And what did you do? Were you in charge of the hot dogs?
Hot dogs, fries.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The concept was everybody else has a burger joint, so we're going to do hot dogs.
Right.
And I don't know. I just don't think that was a national chain idea. I guess there are a few of them out there.
Yeah. There's one in Guam.
Well, hey, next time I'm in Guam, hot dogs for everybody.
And isn't Wiener Schnitzel veal?
I don't know. Now, what are you going to bring us down? Look, I'm taking that the people know they're what they're talking about. Yeah, this guy, he's just too serious.
We're talking baseball. Hot dogs.
Talking baseball.
Don't worry. I got you, Eric. I got you.
There we are.
That was smooth.
We're talking Braves. Hey, that's my producer.
Yep.
Always smooth. But I'll tell you what, we got a pro. We got a pro out there at SunTrust Park. By the way, filling in for Eric Erickson, and then Shelley Winter will come along and take you to 8 p.m. tonight when we're done with this hour. We have WSB sports director Jay Black at the stadium on his phone.
Now outside the stadium, because we have to cease broadcast transmission from inside the stadium 1 hour closer to first pitch.
Oh, but, you know what? I tell you what, that makes me angry. You know, I'm so angry about that. Remind me to call the open mic and leave a message for WSB. Go ahead, Jay Black.
Well, we do have some new, you know, we just heard the Tomahawk chant there from your producer, Jared Yamamoto. I have a little bit of news about the Tomahawks. There are none inside the stadium today.
Now,
you remember Ryan Helsley, the St. Louis Cardinals reliever last week? He is of Native American heritage. Said that was offensive to him and insulting to his family when he came into the game to pitch to the Braves. Out of respect for him, will not be issuing tomahawks for the playoff game today, which I can't remember happening since 1991 started, and they said they will redo how they're doing the tomahawk chant today.
My goodness. Well, how do you can't get people to stop? Like when it's time to go to the bullpen, are they not going to turn the lights out? The crowd knows what they're going to do. You may not give them the tomahawks, but they're still going to do the chop. I've never done the chop in the stadium with a tomahawk in my hand. It's always just been my hand. So, you know, I want to step in here for one moment, and I can't remember that reliever's name.
Helsley.
Okay, Helsley. I think he did start that off by saying, I don't want to be a big problem. Like, he kind of said, I don't want to cause a big deal here, but I'm going to tell you what I really think.
I think it was one of those things where he was asked
yeah.
and gave an answer, not, him starting out, hey, I want to have something to say here. That's usually how it goes with the St. Louis paper was the first to report about what's going to happen with the Tomahawks here in the Braves. Media relations folks and their game management folks, so they will kind of readdress, have the interaction with the Tomahawk chant.
And you want to know what?
During the game.
He wouldn't have said anything if he wasn't asked. And so, thanks again, media. Well, you knew what you wanted. You knew. That reporter had an agenda and knew what they wanted to do. And not to get down on sports reporters, because I love Jay Black, but sports reporters get angry that all the other reporters in the room get the Pulitzers. Because they're able to talk about culture and strife and all that. And sports reporters love to get their way in there. Maybe I'll get myself a couple of Pulitzers if I get in there with hey, I'm the reporter that made the Atlanta Braves put down the Tomahawk chop. Well, get the prizes ready. Get the prizes. I think that Helsley told you what he really thinks, but I don't think it was the top of his priority list, but it was at the top of the list of priorities for the reporter who asked the question. Do you agree or disagree?
Or are you pleading the fifth on that one?
You're pleading the fifth?
Why, you're not indicted on anything.
there's a FISA warrant again.
You know what I mean. Helsley didn't walk into this thinking I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this happen.
I find that unlikely. It's possible, but I find that part unlikely.
Yeah,
usually players don't come to us. They kind of want to be left, but they're happy to talk to us sometimes if we go to them.
Yeah.
So that's generally how that interacts. But we had talked off the air, about this before the series started, and I had said, if the Braves get to the World Series, I guarantee you the Tomahawk chop and chant. It's been kind of in the back burner because the Braves haven't been in the World Series in 20 years. But I guarantee it was going to come up, and it didn't even take that long.
Jay, Kansas City Chiefs were on Thursday Night Football, and it was the Tomahawk chop all the way through the sold-out stadium. Nobody seems to be upset about that. And that's not so far from St. Louis. Jay Black, WSB Radio Sports Director, we will talk to you a little bit later in the hour. Thank you for being here. But we got to go to traffic because we have this special, special edition of the Von Hessler Doctrine. Sorry, I turned myself off there. Thanks, Doug. As fans, I don't want people to get too overwrought at this guy Helsley because I don't think he had the agenda. He may have told the truth from his point of view and how he feels as a Native American and how that makes him feel. I don't think he walked into this with the agenda. The reporter who asked the question, and I don't know who that is, that's the person who had the agenda. And there are no tomahawks being handed out in the stadium tonight. Don't blame one player for the Cardinals for their true opinion. This is America. You can have your opinion. If you're going to blame anybody, blame the reporter who had an agenda and sees perhaps prizes and awards that will come their way for being that kind of reporter who helped make a change because that was important. Meanwhile, there's three Tomahawk Chop towns that I know of. I think we stole it from
Florida State Seminoles.
Florida State, they still do it or no?
They still do it, yes.
Okay, and the Kansas City Chiefs still do it.
Yes.
So, but the pressure is on us. Why? Because we're in the news? Because Florida State sucks? Sorry, Florida State fans. They have for quite some time. you thought Jameis was a pain, but wow, you were relevant. That's okay. Florida State's not in the news. The Braves are in the news, and it's early in the NFL season, so it's going to be on us. Oh, wait a minute. Atlanta's in the South.
Mm-hmm.
So we're the ones who have to be the ones who are told that we're terrible, awful people. It's really annoying that it happens on this day. Now, the fans are still going to do the Tomahawk chop. Now, here's a good question. But yeah, see, you hold up your phone with your flashlight on, but what if they don't play the thing?
They're not going to play the music.
They're not going to play the music. Is that true?
Yeah, well, it says they changed their in-game program, which means they're not going to play the music.
Wow. Maybe they'll play. What do you think they'll play? In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins?
Yeah, you can't really chop to that.
I can feel it. I'm the victory.
Hopefully.
I will tell you this. I think we all know with the way things are going on that, and you can agree or disagree. You can argue about whether or not that's offensive. It's not as if it's a slam dunk. It's tradition and all of that. But I don't think as a club, hey, you know what? Don't you want to make the other team feel uncomfortable in game five? in your park, I don't think this is the day for it. You may say, hey, after the season, you know what? We're hearing a lot more of this. Before we come back next season, maybe we'll have some conversations about whether this stays. We'll have a conversation with our fans, with the front office. We'll go on WSB and have a debate about it, whatever. But just right now, anybody listening to me, any CEO of any company, not just the top front office of the Braves or anyone like that, you get nowhere by buckling because you didn't buckle to Helsley. Is that his name?
That's right.
You're not buckling to him because he didn't decide to cause this problem. You're buckling to the reporter. The reporter who is in search of some sort of reward or award or prize for being the reporter that got the Atlanta Braves to stop doing the tomahawk chop. That's what this is all about. And you'll get no credit for it. You'll get nothing out of it, except you will buckle until they make the next demand, culturally or socially, and then you'll buckle again, and then there'll be another demand. This is a long tradition. And like I say, there's nothing wrong with having an opinion on either side of it. But to just buckle between one game and another game and just basically say, you know what? We've been wrong for 50 years. We've been wrong. You know, we didn't realize it until that unbelievably enterprising and smart and caring reporter brought it up. It's hard to believe that it's organic, that it's real, that it's sincere. You know what it sounds to me like? Lawyers said, let's avoid this. That's what it sounds like to me. And when you're doing something because the lawyers tell you it's time to do it, it's insincere. If the Braves had a conversation over time between seasons with their fans, the community, Native Americans, and then came to a decision over a number of months, people would disagree with it, but I think most people would see it as sincere. This is insincere. This is buckling, yeah.
Listen to this headline from SB Nation here, Eric. It's time for the Braves to end the tomahawk chop. The Atlanta Braves fan chant and hashtag is racist and causes measurable harm. We shouldn't be accepting this in 2019.
But I love Patty Mahomes. It's great to see that the best quarterback in the NFL is African American. Oh, wait a minute. They do the tomahawk chop? I didn't notice because they weren't in the South. All right, we have a little bit of clarity here on the tomahawk chop. If you're on the way to the SunTrust Park, you will not be allowed or be issued a styrofoam tomahawk. That is not going to happen. And we thought that this is because Helsley said it was offensive. And I'm not getting down on Helsley. I'm telling you, this was the reporter from, was it from St. Louis?
St. Louis Dispatch. Yes. Derek Gould.
Okay, Derek Gould. Are you in town, Derek Gould? Are you listening to the most important radio station in Atlanta, Georgia, Derek Gould? Because what I'm wondering, I'm assuming you live in St. Louis, Missouri, Derek Gould. Have you ever decided to take, I don't know, we looked at it, a 3-hour and 45-minute ride down the road to Kansas City, Missouri, to see the flying high, seemingly unstoppable until last week, Kansas City Chiefs and their phenom of a quarterback who excite a sold-out crowd every week, who do the tomahawk chop? Interesting, St. Louis Dispatch. You find it offensive here, but don't find it offensive when you didn't have to come all the way here to try to win your Pulitzer Prize for making us change something because you said, by the way, I believe that you can argue that it is offensive, and this is America. This is America. People have different opinions. I'm not saying you can't have that opinion. What's this guy's name again?
Derek Gould.
Derek Gould. You yourself came all the way here to get in our team's head, and that's what you wanted to do, and that's what you did. Also search for Pulitzer-type prizes, but you won't get in the car and drive 3 hours and 45 minutes down the road and confront a fellow Missouri pro sports team. That is unbelievable to me. And I'll tell you something, the Atlanta Braves are doing this all wrong. As I just said, to have a conversation with the fan base, with Native Americans in off season, and come to the conclusion that this is something that's going to go away, people would be for it or against it, but it would seem sincere. And I hate to turn against the front office of the Braves. This is insincere. This is PR people and lawyers saying, throw in the towel now, it's not worth it. That's not sincere. A real conversation with Native Americans, the Atlanta Braves fan base, and an accommodation that is made, not everybody would agree with it. You know how America is now. No matter what happens, 50% are for it and 50% are against it. But it would seem sincere. Another problem is, if we do manage to lose this game tonight, you know what every fan is going to think.
Oh, yeah.
They got in our heads. They got us to change our ambient. You know, those players have been going out there, walking up to that plate, hearing certain things all year long that mean I'm playing at home. Way to go. Now, all you got is the players. They have to play through it and above it. Are they going to play the music? Are they saying they won't play the music when Helsey?
They're saying only when Helsey is in the game will they not put chop-related graphics or the chant on.
See, if I was the Cardinals, I would at the last minute, I'd announce our starter tonight, Ryan Helsley. They'll be in there for seven. I'll tell you what I think. I'm not going to call the open mic Chris Chandler. I'm just going to tell you what I think right now. I happen to have an open microphone right in front of me. I'm going to let people know what I think. Everything that happens about this, I want people to remember a couple of things. Helsley did not come here on a mission. He was asked the question by a reporter from St. Louis who is looking for fame, and he gave his honest answer. The truth is, there are honest answers on both sides when it comes to something like the tomahawk chop. I don't think it's illegitimate to have, whichever side you're on. This is insincere from the Braves. It's not from the heart. If it was, sometimes traditions have to go away over time. We know this. I'm not saying this would have gone away or had to go away in any way. But we know that traditions sometimes get outdated and they go away and they're put to bed. But you don't stop tradition on a dime. And you don't wait 1 hour before the biggest game of the season for the Braves and just, oh, by the way, as the organization, piss off everybody in your fan base. And I want to lay this, for this one time, I'm glad we don't have the Braves because I don't have program directors in here yelling at me or anything. I'm laying everything that could possibly happen tonight on the front office of the Braves. Because whether they realize it or not, in their fear of bad PR, is they are possibly setting up a very ugly situation. If Helsley comes in and the music isn't played normally, because usually we turn off the lights, any reliever comes in, right? You try to
chop the house down.
Chop the house down. And if none of that happens, or they turn out the lights and play In the Air Tonight or so whatever, this is gonna be on the front office. Not because fans are mean or horrible or awful or anything, but because you just pissed them off an hour before the first pitch. And just regular emotion, you know, when he comes running out of there, music or no music, graphics or no graphics, people in the crowd might very well just start doing the tomahawk chop and chanting, not because they're mean people, not because they hate the player, but because their own team just threw them under the bus. And basically agreed with everybody that said that what they're doing is horrible. As I've said a couple of times already since this story broke, there would be nothing wrong with the Braves organization in the off season having a conversation with fans, Native Americans, other people, and coming to the decision when we come back next year, we're going to change our tradition. But you don't change tradition on a dime. And you especially don't change this kind of tradition when, guess what? Unlike you in the front office worried about bad PR, we, the fans, would like the Cardinals to be about as uncomfortable as they possibly can be tonight. So before the game, you decide, when Helsley comes in, we're not going to play the chant, and we're not going to have any of that going on. You might as well just add an addendum to that, because we want him to pitch really well. Boy, we really would hate to get in his head. After all, it's only for all the marbles tonight. The proper way to do it is say, well, we'll take this in-house, let the Cardinals feel uncomfortable for one more night, and then when the season's over, then take it up. and maybe you change things. But you don't tell people an hour before the first pitch. Oh, you've been coming here for, not here in particular, but you coming to Braves games for the last 35, 40 years? We forgot to tell you. All those things that we used to think were wonderful, yeah, in the last half hour, we've turned that around. Speaking of turning around, if I'm on my way to the stadium, how about that, SunTrust Park? How you like that seg, Doug Turnbull? Let's say the tomahawk chop tradition was going to go away over the next few years. As an organization, is it really necessary to throw your entire fan base under the bus and say, you know what, we just realized we agree with you, St. Louis. We agree with you, ESPN. We agree with you. It turns out our fans have been horrible for years. And for that reason, we're going to stop it. Or you could do it properly, where the fan base and the front office and everyone decide, you know what, it was great, but we're going to move on and we're going to start other traditions. Now, some people will be dragged kicking and screaming, but this is sports. If the team wins, people come. Remember how mad they were in Cobb County about the taxation and we weren't told about the stadium? Guess what? If the Braves weren't winning, you'd still be hearing a lot of that.
Yes, you would.
When it comes to sports, if the team wins, the fans get over it, almost anything, but not in an hour. Hey, we're going to do everything we can to make sure the Cardinals feel comfortable tonight. That's not what we're looking for as fans. Doesn't matter what the issue is. What made it so important now? Helsley doesn't care. He may be happy. He may be happy that he knocked the front office now, but he didn't come here to do that. And again, for any fans, don't take it out on this guy. He didn't start this. It's St. Louis Dispatch and a reporter looking for their Pulitzer. That's what it's all about. Sports reporters hate the fact that other reporters in the newsroom always get the prizes. That's why sports get somewhere in the 60s, the 70s. Hey, sports is a metaphor for life and culture. And we can start, dummy sports reporters. Tell me the score and tell me why it ended up that way. And then, you know, go eat a sandwich to get out of my face. Hello, sports. Hey, I got news for you. Sports isn't life. That's not true. That's not true. It's something, it's a bill of goods that was sold so that sports reporters could be taken seriously, like the other reporters back in the 60s. Oh, that guy, he's over in Vietnam, he's getting all the Pulitzers. I better start writing stories about Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
I'll get a Pulitzer too.
Now, apparently they've tried to take the tomahawk chop away before, and we have an open micer that was weighing in.
I think this open micer doesn't realize what's happened today. I have to be honest with you. I just heard this before you played it because she's saying nothing's going to happen. Well, something's happened. You're not going to get a tomahawk tonight, and at least when one player's out there, they're not going to play the music. That's be interesting. They're going to play the music for the rest of the night? You know, he's in the bullpen.
Yeah.
He's not. They don't keep him at the Hampton Inn until it's time to come into the game. That's how you know it's not sincere.
Yeah.
If this was sincere, it would have taken more than a day and a half to come to the decision. Yeah.
Hello, Eric Von Hassler.
Hello.
Love your show. In regards to the tomahawk chop, they did this once before, about 20, 25 years ago. They wanted to ban it, even the tomahawks in the stadium. Nothing ever came of it, and nothing ever come of it again.
Well, it came
They're
of it.
They're just trying to throw the Braves off their game. Go Braves!
Go Braves! But they did throw at least the front office off the game. Doesn't mean they'll throw the players or the coaching staff off their game, but they did. PR, because they know what it is. Once this starts, I almost said once this drum beat starts. Once this starts, they knew. Now let's go to the front office. This is going to be a landslide, right? It starts with St. Louis Dispatch, then ESPN, and then woke sports over at NBC Sports, and it's going to become an avalanche, a landslide. Depends on whether or not you like snow, but it's going to fall. And they knew it, and they're avoiding it. And what does that mean? It's insincere. And when you change tradition, it should be sincere. It should be well thought out, and all parties should be involved in the conversation. This is insincere, and it comes off as such. And if they happen to lose tonight, you know everybody is going to be angry about this and say, look, you changed this. at the last second. And it's idiotic if they're going to play the chant music all night long, but not when one player comes in.
Oh, no, we'll just do our terrible other chants that we have, that stupid, let's go, Braves.
Yeah, you want.
Where nobody gets involved in it at all. Or the, you know, charge that nobody gets involved.
Charge.
Let's go, Braves. that's going to be our chant for the rest of eternity now.
Yeah, it's just, what's this guy's name again? Derek what?
Gould, I believe.
From the St. Louis Dispatch. And I hate to repeat myself, but this story just landed on us. We didn't expect it during this very special edition of the Von Hessler Doctrine. But I just brought this up. I want this guy on the air tomorrow. Let's see if we can get this guy on the air. I'm sure he's too busy looking in the mirror, clapping himself on his own self on the back. Look what you did for the culture. Look what you did for the culture. You're so woke. Everyone's going to love you at the next cocktail party. You're going to be the man. Way to go. There could be a Pulitzer out there for you, buddy. But he's not going to be available now. But I'd love to talk to this guy. I'd love to talk to him tomorrow. And I'd love to ask him why he doesn't drive 3 hours, 45 minutes down the road to Kansas City, Missouri, and register this complaint with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Matt says, this is complete crap. You can have my red foam tomahawk when you pry it from my cold, dead hands.
That's
go
right.
Braves.
Charlton Heston forever.
Ah.
It's astounding what's happened this afternoon, but yeah, bring back Chief Nakahoma. Let's see how many people that pisses off.
Yeah, let's see. Now, who's that guy? The Derek Gould from St. Louis Dispatch started all this by asking Helsley how he felt about the tomahawk. Now, you're not allowed to have a tomahawk. They're not going to play the music when he's on. I find it hard to believe they'll play the music the rest of the evening.
ESPN reports that it's only when Helsley is on the mound.
Yeah, well, that makes no sense. Like, he's not there.
Is he going to sit in a room with, like, headphones on so he can't hear?
I say don't blame Helsley. Blame the reporter in search of a Pulitzer. Did he just tweet something?
Yeah, an hour ago, Derek Gould tweeted, as fans arrive this afternoon at SunTrust Park, they'll notice something different about their seats. Something missing. Something subtle. The foam tomahawks placed on every seat before games 1 and 2 of the NLDS won't be there.
Wow. I wonder what it's like to be as wonderful and good as Derek Gould. I just don't know what it's like, because I live in Atlanta. Sometimes I wonder, what would it be like to be so wonderful and good and enlightened? I wish I knew how, but I'm no Derek Gould. I'm just an average Braves fan, but I wish I could be as good and special as he is. We have one more open mic that was good, but we don't have time for it. That music tells me that we are done for now. However, my buddy Shelley Winter will be up next. He'll keep you up to date as you get into SunTrust Park. He'll be here till 8, and then we will be back tomorrow morning for another great episode of the Von Hessler Doctrine.
Win or lose.
9 a.m., win or lose, whether we're drunk from winning or sad from losing. We'll be here. Join us then. Until then, continue on the journey. Don't piss off the genie.
I was in a lot of pain.